morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range, or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or inveal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Peter Navarro says there is a 100% chance Congress will pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. The advisor to President Donald Trump told CNBC News that he can't imagine that Nancy Pelosi would not put this on the floor to at least have a vote. He expects the vote will occur before the end of the year. Navarro has played a critical role in the negotiations with Canada and Mexico, as well as in the current U.S.-China trade war. Democrats in the House are still voicing concerns over labor and environmental standards included in the trade agreement. Speaker of the House Pelosi has not offered comment in response to Navarro's claims. Mexico has already approved the agreement, and Canada is in the process of gaining approval for the trade deal as well. In the meantime, an independent report says a lack of funding for infrastructure improvements could put more than $72 billion in additional GDP and 77,000 new jobs at risk. The report by Agribusiness Intelligence was commissioned by the Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Marketing Service. The study examined three scenarios that included potential impacts of reduced investment for U.S. waterways, maintaining the status quo of less than 2% growth, or increased investment of $6.3 billion during the next 10 years. Currently appropriated funds, which are considered maintaining the status quo, do not enable the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to keep pace with barge volume traffic, nor growth and infrastructure maintenance needs. As a result, the percentage of vessels delayed on all waterways has increased from 35% in 2010 to 49% in 2017, which in turn adds to the total shipping cost. A spokesperson concludes that the U.S. inland waterways infrastructure needs major rehabilitation and construction to restore it to its full capability in order to forestall major disruptions and provide opportunities for growth. And finally today, the organic sector is set to harvest record acreage. Organic farmers will harvest a record number of acres across the U.S. this year despite the weather and trade challenges plaguing agriculture in 2019. According to the annual acreage report by Mercaris, farmers will harvest 3.1 million acres of U.S. land certified for organic production. That's an increase of 7% over 2018. The increase is driven in large part by a surge in new certified organic field crop operations across the nation. The West and High Plains regions saw the largest jump in organic harvested field crop acres this year. Overall total organic acres, which includes pasture, rangeland, and organic crop area, will reach 8.3 million acres this year. Additionally, more than 18,000 U.S. farm operations are now certified compliant with the USDA National Organic Program Standards, a 3% increase from 2018. A Mercaris spokesperson says the increase comes despite weather challenges this year and that with better weather in 2020, the industry will likely see even more growth in the year to come.
You got farm news on Ron.
It's Pollard Farms' 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma, featuring 194 registered Angus lots or about 250 head. For more information or to download the catalog, go online to PollardFarms.com. That's PollardFarms.com. Or you can call the ranch office at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms, 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.